Before we start learning the piece, let's talk about the layout. We have a four-measure section that works as an intro, and then we go into what we call Section A. And Section A will begin at measure 5, and it will take us all of the way through measure 36. And then it will repeat back to measure 5 and go all of the way again. It will have a second ending that will begin at measure 29, and we will refer to that measure as 37, and that is actually the beginning of Section B. So we won't complete entirely that Section A on the repeat before we wind up in Section B, but I will point this out when we get there. And from there, Section B will take us to the end, which ends at measure 58. So let's start with that four-measure intro that I just mentioned. Here it is. Left hand, we're starting off with two Ds. This is the D below middle C with your first, and then the D below that with your fifth. These hit together, sustain pedal up and down. Then left hand, we will jump up and play the A below middle C with our fifth, and the D above that with our second. Then we'll play that D again, but we'll play the F above it with our first along with it. So D and F, then back to the A and D, back up to the D and F, and back down to the A and D. Then left hand, we'll jump down to two B-flats. And this will be the B-flat 2 below middle C and the B-flat below that, fingers 1 and 5. Pedal up and down. Then we'll jump up and play B-flat and D on either side of middle C with fingers 4 and 2. Then we'll play the D and F again, fingers 1 and 2. Back to B-flat and D. D and F, back to B-flat and D. Then left hand, we'll jump down and play two Gs. This is the G2 below middle C, and then the G below that. Pedal up and down. Then we jump back up to that B flat and D on either side of middle C again. These will hit together. And then we'll play D and E together. That's under fingers 1 and 2. Back to B flat and D. And back to D and E. And then we jump down and play two A's. The A2 below middle C and the A below that, fingers 1 and 5. Pedal up and down. Then left hand will jump up and play A and C sharp. And that's the A below middle C with your fifth and middle C sharp with your third. These sit together. Then you'll play the C sharp and the E above it together. Back to A and C sharp. Back to C sharp and E. And then A and C sharp. Now you notice that I did all of that with the pedal. This is an arrangement by Franz Liszt, who was known for his left-hand work. And there are some interpretations of this intro where the left hand hits the two notes together, and then the right hand comes in and plays the, but without the pedal. So a little more moccato, not quite staccato, but certainly not as legato when I held the pedal down. So you might play along with that too if you want to do that just for this intro. And what I did was my left hand just held those two Ds down, and then the right hand played the A and D, D and F, A and D, D and F, A and D. And this is closer to Schubert's arrangement of it where he had the strings play pizzicato for this intro. But either one is fine, so give both of them a go and see which one you like. Now let's take a look at Section A.